That's all you want, really. You know, at least if you've got the right attitude towards it, you're halfway there.
All right, today we are talking to Sean Cochran from England, my favorite British body whisperer. I met Sean in an Access Consciousness body class. The teleseries was called Your Body is Talking, Are You Listening? And I just fell in love with not only his melodic voice, but also his questions and his advice and his insights on bodies. So welcome, Sean, here. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to talk to you about bodies. And I want to talk to you specifically about bodies as it relates to body image and how you communicate with your own body and how you communicate with other bodies in the work that you do as a massage therapist. So
cool.
Welcome.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be with you. Right, goodness, where do I begin? I have always had a fascination with bodies. They've just always interested me. My own story is I've been an insulin-dependent diabetic since 4 years old, and I was diagnosed in the early 80s when it wasn't very well known. So the first few years of life was very interesting, where I got bombarded by a lot of opinions about what would happen in 5 years' time, what would happen in 10 years' time, what would happen in 15 and what would happen in 20. And that was the furthest they had knowledge of at that time. I've outlived all the predictions given to me and I've surpassed them all.
Yay.
You know, partly I think it's not only because I always had the communication with my body, but it's pure stubbornness. Whenever a doctor would say to me, oh, by 10 years you will lose your eyesight, I would go straight into question with it. I'd be like, no, that's not for me. What am I going to do to get around that? How am I going to get around that? How do I stop my eyes going into degradation and stop them from functioning? And it's always been that kind of, I wonder what else is possible. I wonder how I can avoid that.
I love that.
And it's a completely different space to be in. When you kind of start wondering and imagining different possibilities, it puts you in a very different place than being stressed out. I'm going to lose my eyesight in 10 years. And that partly, I think, is the reason for my results and my success with people. I'm always in wonderment. I'm always thinking, what else is possible here that I can't even imagine? And what does this body know that I don't even know? Because more times than not, when I'm working with my own body with someone else's body, there is a level of communication that perhaps isn't the way we expect our bodies to communicate. Our bodies don't actually speak to us. It doesn't say yes or no in our English language terms, but it's always willing to play. It loves touch, it loves nurturing, it loves space. So whenever I'm doing massage or even the access body processes on anyone, I'm always from that space of both gratitude for the body that's in front of me and allowance. Whatever that body's going through, I'm willing to listen to it and to give it the space to communicate in whatever shape or form or modality it wants to use. And I've got no judgment. If it doesn't want to talk, I'm quite happy to sort of say, okay, body, this is just for you. You can use this time, just rest up.
Just rest
up. Do what you need to do. You know,
I love
you don't
that.
Have
you
to
said
talk.
Three really critical things, I think, here that I want to repeat to make sure that everybody gets that. The first thing is go straight to the question. So whenever something comes up, that should be your go-to point. And this is what I coach my clients on, is that where are you going to go when in the face of anything? And I would really love everybody to develop that muscle of just asking a question before going somewhere else, into reaction, into agreement, and all those things. The next thing you said is that you just didn't really buy into the projections. So there are things that are happening in this reality. The doctors say things. Everybody else do different things. But you didn't accept that projection as the truth. Again, you went and used your number one go-to place, which was ask a question. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Really love that. And then the last thing was just keep communicating with the bodies. You know, it's really not about having a, do you want this body or do you want that? You know, what would you care for now? And really listening for that answer. It's an energetic kind of communication. It's being with the bodies and listening to that. That's awesome. Love that too. Love that.
Well, also, I mean, when any doctor delivers a verdict to you or to your body, always know it's just their interesting point of view. Many times, if you actually question a doctor for evidence, there isn't always evidence they can back up.
Right.
So what they are often giving you is the extent of their knowledge based on the people they have worked with, often who have been unwell, who aren't healthy, who don't have the exact same body chemistry as the body in front of them. So they've got extensive knowledge without doubt, but it's not necessarily applicable to you 100%.
Right. So how do you know what's right for you? How does your body tell you what it needs, what's right for you?
What I've noticed when I ask my body questions about what it wants or what it needs or what it hears is anytime I'm hearing a viewpoint that's not to its liking, it will contract.
Ah, okay.
Now, when I say contract, what I often feel like is it gives me a heaviness. In Access, we've got the light and heavy tools. What I will notice is part of my body will feel like lead. More often than not, with my feet feel like they're lead bricks. There's just like a solidification. I get it straight away. It's like my feet are in lead. And I'm like, okay, body, what's going on here? Have you just heard something you don't like? And I suddenly get the lead goes.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, body, you don't like what you just heard. Is there a truth there? Lead bricks? Okay, there's no truth there. Lightness.
Yeah.
It's always asking questions, and the body will always give you an answer. It won't always be in the same way. I mean, lead bricks is a common one, but it's not the only one. I've often had it as well, where I will feel almost like my shoulders drawing together. I've often had it where my neck will shrink, and my hands go very cold. The body will always give me, and I always check whatever answer I get. I'm like, okay, body's that a no?
Yeah.
Body's that a yes?
It sounds like you have great communication. Have you always had great communication with your body?
Not at all. In fact, when I first started out asking questions of my body, I wasn't even sure it was talking to me. I would ask a question, I wouldn't get an immediate answer. And I'd be like, oh God, why is it not answering me? Body, do you want an apple or an orange? No answer. Body, are you upset with me? Body, what's going on? Body, why can't I get an answer? I would go into panic mode. And I would go into quite a bit of judgment about that as well. But it's like most things. When you first start working out, you're developing muscles. It takes time and it takes just a little bit of trust. The body's never been asked the question many times. When we first start asking our bodies questions, we've neglected it for 20, 30 odd years.
Yeah.
So to suddenly expect an immediate repertoire with your body is a little bit unrealistic. It's not to say it won't answer. It will always answer you, but it won't necessarily be in the shape or form that we're used to. It's not like you and I having a conversation, me saying yes or no to you. The body's a lot more subtle. It's talking to you in the language that it knows. It can't talk to you like yes or no, or it can't give you an immediate like, oh, we don't like those donuts. It won't give you that kind of language. It will give you sensations and feelings to perceive information, but it won't ever actually even force you into a judgment about anything either.
Right.
It's always completely in allowance of what you want. And oftentimes we abused our bodies quite a bit by what we forced it to eat or drink or do or be. So it takes time to develop that. And the body is also, it's not so sure initially. It's like, hang on a second, they're asking us a question? Are they being serious? Or why are they asking us this question?
Are they just
teasing
me now?
Yeah. Why? What do they want us to say here? Who's to say the body doesn't say, hang on, they obviously want us to say an answer. What answer do they want from us?
Yeah.
It goes into panic.
Well, it's really interesting because we're talking now and it's almost like we're talking about us and our bodies as being separate. And so I know that a lot of times that when we start talking in this way, that people get a little bit freaked out about that. They're like, what, you're talking to your body? This is a separate thing. So what do you say to people about that?
My interesting point of view is your body is your most important relationship you'll have in your entire life. Now, most times when we deal with the body directly, we've never given it an opportunity to communicate what it wants from us or what it desires. So is it separate? It's not separate from us, but it has a different point of view than we often have of it.
Yeah.
Our bodies are also subjected to a lot of projections, expectations, separations and rejections from us and other people. And it has to deal with those on top of functioning on a day-to-day basis with the metabolic functioning, the breathing, the pumping blood around the whole body. It's got 101 tasks to do already on top mm-hmm. of all of that stuff. So it's got its own priorities. And
right.
communicating with us isn't necessarily at the top of that list, and rightfully so. You know, it's got its own jobs to do. But when we start to learn more about our bodies and develop that relationship, it just needs a little downtime to integrate that information in. And also it needs us to soften our barriers a bit, because so many times we go into thinking the body will give us a direct answer.
Yeah,
and it will do to some degree, but not necessarily in the way or form we think it should.
And it also, I tell my clients that your body has its own consciousness, meaning that knowing, it's tapped in, like you said, into a different place, a different way, in through metabolic functions and the way that it's working. And it will give you the clues that it needs to. I mean, I've had instances where my body has actually turned my head if there was something I needed to see, in the case of danger, or in the case of you need to see this. And all of a sudden, I'm feeling like I'm turning and looking at something. And that I knew was generated by my body. Like, this is something that you need to see. And that's all part of establishing that relationship. And, you know, I think that aside from the communication piece and aside from building that relationship, there's that last piece of the image. So when we start talking about us and the bodies and then building that relationship, a lot of people go into that place of like, well, what does my body think of when I think of it, you know, so in that kind of like image thing. And I always found it really interesting that the body doesn't have any judgment of it. So
yeah, absolutely
it's
not.
Us that yeah. has it.
Absolutely. And, you know, our bodies, if you were to deliver the same judgments you deliver at your body to another person, they wouldn't stick around very long. They wouldn't be there for a year. They'd probably be there for about 5 minutes and go, see ya, we're out of here. Your body puts up with so much, and oftentimes we've gone through many, many years of laying on judgments and saying things we would never dream of saying to another person. So the fact that we're still in our bodies is quite a tremendous feat, really, that it hasn't kicked us out. When it comes to image and sort of the personal look of our bodies never have any point of view. Oh, your body is a sensory organ. It's in complete allowance of itself. It doesn't compare itself against others, although you might. The body doesn't have any judgments of it. It thinks, as long as it's functioning very healthily, it's like, yeah, I'm doing a great job. I'm doing everything I need to do. Everything's healthy. We're growing. We're strong. We're fit. We're breathing. The blood's circulating. The liver's doing what it needs to do. The kidneys are doing their stuff. You know, it doesn't have that kind of viewpoint because it's got its, it doesn't even enter into its universe in that reality. When we often compare our personal image against others, we're doing it from a place of judgment.
Yeah.
And what often is portrayed as being the idolized images are not necessarily the most healthiest images out there. I mean, well, I remember seeing a program on what Naomi Campbell does and her intense fitness regime, and it was so apparent to me that what that lady does, I mean, she works her body to the bone with the grueling exercise routine she does and forcing herself to eat various foods and all this. And I suddenly was looking at it and I thought, that is such an unkindness to her body. Her body just probably wants to not even do half of that.
Right.
And she makes it do it 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I was like, you must be crazy. And your body must be so, you know, the feeling of abuse that body must have as a result being made to work out and to actually go against its general nature, is just untrue. I mean, our bodies are very loving gifts. You
exactly.
know, I can't think of a better way to describe them. And, you know, to put your body through the motions of doing exercises that are not nurturing to it, that are moving the body in a way that the body is not designed to move, it's just, it's crazy in my mind. You know, what if it's just to ask your body, how would it like to move today? And you could give your body a complete workout. What if the way you walked stretched your whole back, your spine? You know, we've got a thing called the access walk, which I think Gary teaches in level 2 and 3.
Love that.
You know, when you do that walk, your whole body comes alive. You stretch every muscle in your back, in your spine. You know, it's a movement of the body, and you know, you can see it in the class. People start walking around, and there's suddenly a lightness the whole room. It's like the bodies go, yes, this is the way you wanted to move, and finally they're getting it.
And so what Sean is referring to, again, is some of the tools of Access Consciousness. So I'm inviting everybody to check out more at accessconsciousness.com. And he's referring to the walk in which you actually walk in a more natural state where you're using all the muscles of your body. And that's to be seen when you attend one of the classes. So I'm going to encourage folks to do that. But for right now, I'm going to give my huge gratitude to Sean for spending time here today with us. And Sean, where can people find you if they want to learn more about what it is that you do, or if they happen to be over in England?
I'm always on Facebook. I'm in several groups on Facebook, always commenting on bodies and questions there. Facebook is by far the easiest. Awesome. People are more than welcome to message me on there with any questions they want or any information they need from me, or they think I can provide them with. More than happy to help out as best I can.
Perfect. That's Sean Cochran, and in the London, England area, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Perfect. Sean, thank you so much for spending time with us and our bodies today. You're such an invitation to really build that relationship with your body, listen to your body, not judge it, and to ask questions always of it. So
I would like to say that once you start developing that relationship with your body, your body will show you such different possibilities that are possible than that you can even imagine. There is such a universe out there that your body can contribute to you, gift to you in so many different ways than you can hardly even realize. And when you start developing that relationship, it will start showing you just the most amazing miracles possible.
Excellent. So ending with one of my favorite questions now, what are the infinite possibilities now?
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Brilliant.